Everybody would know what that means.
Page 169, Governor Figure, 171, Governor.
I was just surprised that now the Congress is making that.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Senator?
Can we just, on our notification check, the out-of-state travel on page 131, for secondary education?
I think that everybody's back.
Tremendous need for that travel.
I don't have a, you actually find one way ticket, so you find it on.
Glenn shut down a lot of airlines, I know.
What way? You put a letter of intent in there?
You can see one of those planes there for a while.
Yeah, that's a lot of problems. It's all travel, one way.
Do I have? Okay, tomorrow morning, we come back at 8:30 and check the flags and all the budgets.
Can we do it that soon?
Huh?
Can we do it that soon?
Well, we just check some of the flags. Be a good, good chance, I think, for the chairman to sort of be brought up on what we've done. And if he wants to do that, we'll do that. If not, we'll go right into general government, which he's scheduled before his departure.
Is John back?
Supposed to be back tonight, I understand. Oh, where that's at, what you doing? Get it to me, right?
Looks like only $8,600 for us.
It's a viewer, but. Okay, let's start with, close out of the ones that are open with, and start with protection.
We'll do that, it's further away.
Okay, first one on protection is the ABC board.
What page is that?
Anybody have a page?
Seven.
Page seven? Page ten. There was a recommendation for 432.2, what is the question now?
I didn't have this one marked, Mr. Chairman.
I didn't either.
How can I have this, I mean, it's just a hard on memorandum.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't, I mean.
I don't have that one.
Okay, next one is 100, page 115.
Anybody wanna hear a recommendation?
115, 115.
115, yeah, in the Green Hill.
The proposal, we picked it so we can not only hire individuals, but they can contract with public agencies, other state agencies.
Is that the intent?
That's what we're gonna put in there.
And the ABC?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, what's the question of fire safety, public safety, policemen?
Fire safety, I think we had a question of regulations, that, they have some proposed regulations in the hotel.
Right, but it's on paper?
I haven't seen the paper. I don't know if we figured out, I've got a lot of cards on, so I have to get information about it, but I know we had a discussion, but I don't have any questions. No, I don't think, I think we referred to the chairman, where those regulations were.
Okay, we'll take that clip out. Is there anything else in public safety?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, you asked me to give figures for you on occupational licensing.
What page is that?
That would be on page 65.
I got that.
Okay, what's the source of the document reported?
This was the one where Senator Hackney proposed to put in investigative.
Positions one, two, and four, yes, sir. One, two, and four?
numbers then would be by line item, personal services, 619.8. Travel would become 144.5. Contractual would become 249.9. Commodities would remain at 14.2. Equipment would become 3.3. Lands and buildings would remain at 32.8. The total amount would be 1064.5.
What was the personal service?
619.8.
Okay, is there any objection to that? Without objection, I suppose. Anything else?
I don't have any either.
We have civil defense. Mine was a question. Senator Nathan.
Defense on that building? That on that.
QFO.
He was going to take the time out if the state actually gave the.
I didn't get a response when I called that, but I don't know. We had a question on 95, state armies. Which means I'm going to.
That was the one that said concerning the USPFO. I'll pursue that out and get you an answer on exactly what the issue is more. I just don't know if I think I'm going to actually call my phone.
What's USPFO?
Yeah. You're asking what USPFO is.
No, that's the one I'm saying. I tried to call them and didn't get an answer. I'll get it to you here.
Okay, let's go on. Is there anything else in protection? Let's go on to education. Dave Scott has a conflict with the House. It's going to be there tonight. Education. Okay,
what's the first one? There are three pages open, Mr. Chairman. I suggest we start with page 89. Public broadcasting.
Public broadcasting. Okay, what was the question here?
The question, I assume, Mr. Chairman, would be the grant amount, which the subcommittee proposed together for speaking.
Instead of the request?
Yes.
Do we have a breakdown?
We have a breakdown on page two, but Roman numeral two of the short form, Mr. Chairman, needs a breakdown of commission recommendation together and made a lump sum.
Okay, what I would recommend to each committee member is continue to flag this, because this is one that you're going to get specific requests from each one of your
communities on, for, I'm sure, an increase. So study each one of your communities that's affected, and come up with the recommendations. This is one that we traditionally, is a goody bag for those people that have.
The commercial station we do, Mr. Chairman, are putting in a proposal for it. We understand where the attraction is.
Capital.
KPO, KJNO, and KMY, they put in that. For everything.
Have any of you received requests from your community?
Yes, sir.
Secretary?
I received a request from Ted Lane, who operates the television production of the Fairbanks. He wanted to bid on all these kinds of capital aspects. I told him to be down sometime later this week. He feels he can do it for about $120,000, less than the existing.
$120,000, that's it, please?
Yeah.
In this specific budget, all they asked for is $182. Must be a combination of this and that's in the first budget.
It's $200. Figures of equal to the other, just off the top, for about $250, $280.
$182 is your question. $182.
Rather than you said, somewhere right on the 5th Street.
You can't come up with that. I'm not sure what the answer is.
I think, Mr. Chairman, the last 2 years, let's say the fair has carried a lot of capital, whatever the year is, because of supplemental and extension of the length of the session. What the Public Broadcasting Commission budget proposal is 6 months for capital needed, which means if you suspect that this would carry the full budget this year, or if you approve it, then.
Have you checked the legislative affairs budget?
No, I have not. I do know that capital, the APBC is assuming a six-month budget for capital needed here.
One of the big complaints locally here is that KTO television is in competition with the commercial stations, and they are providing competing news services both at the same time. It's being a supplemental, perhaps, or to provide different news at a different time, and they're competing right head on with commercial stations. The commercial stations are paying taxes, and the other guys aren't doing anything.
Okay, what's the feeling of the committee? Do you want to accept the governor's figure or leave it open until?
I'd go with it open.
Is there an objection to that? Then we can always go back into it. And after you've had a chance to read each one of your specific town requests and make a recommendation. This is one where traditionally whatever. Not whatever, but if any specific senator has a recommended change, they're all taken into consideration.
The other openings, Mr. Chairman, there's two pages involved. It's a question of policy, and same policy on both pages, 27 and 57. The recommendation of the subcommittee was to offset the fiscal 80s foundation entitlement by one half of the surpluses of the school district fiscal 78. Data was passed around the committee yesterday. It indicated the probable impact on each district of that policy.
Do you have additional?
Yes, we do. Those are better to go into the general fund. They have to start public.
The balances are in there. their accounts.
So the street funds, Mr. Chairman, cannot lapse. They are retained by the districts and or the borough.
I for one had requested leaving this open. My concern was whether some of the, I know the REAAs, for instance, had been intimidated 2 years ago by the commissioner who was advocating to save money and that kept some of the districts, the REAAs, from going on and setting up an educational program to meet the needs of the kids. My concern was that they weren't wholly deferred projects, you know, still in abeyance, you know, maybe some of that fund balance was directed at that. The other concern I had was if this is truly an overfunding, there are ways of hiding it, and I was concerned that the auditors should be alerted as to the condition, and find out from them whether they could trace this stuff well enough if we were just going to close the gate on them.
Okay, what's the situation with the regular school districts on the second page?
Basically the same, Mr. Chairman, although not quite to the same degree. Obviously, the fund balance increased from fiscal 77 to fiscal 78 by about 20%, but it wasn't increased. I think that was the issue that the subcommittee took into account. The overall increase, Mr. Chairman, between all, including all the school districts in the state, was from basically 20 million to 25 million plus, about a 25% increase between those two fiscal years. The subcommittee's review was that the year we're trying to hold down as much as possible increases on the state funds. This might be an appropriate year to take cognizance of those kinds of surpluses and surplus growth and attempt to offset at least for 1 year.
Okay, what's the situation with Anchorage?
Anchorage, Mr. Chairman, on the second page. Yes.
Maybe.
It's made up of a whole lot of different things. I think the key question, Mr. Chairman, is what districts define as reserves during the year. And what we're looking at, which is money not spent at the end of the year, I think we all understand that most districts don't reserve $10 million in their initial budget, like Anchorage. However, they don't spend all the money they have budgeted. Also, they don't always anticipate income. So what Anchorage has the last 2 years is an ending balance of $10 million, although their front budget, when you look at it through the assembly in the spring, I think carried a reserve of $2 to $3.5 million in that general neighborhood dollars. What happened at Anchorage, for example, is that they don't, in my estimation, don't properly account for federal impact aid funds, and they get a large surplus of funds at the end of each year because of that, which they normally spend in the fall. Other districts have varying kinds of rationales for what happened. In some cases, with deferred maintenance. In other cases, it was income not properly accounted for or estimated. In other cases, it was just not spent. We have varying instances.
How about encumbrances where is there a situation there?
If it was encumbered, Mr. Chairman, it should not show up here as a balance. This will be an unencumbered balance.
Mr. Chairman, what's also with that 10 million or portion of it, probably 2 to 3 million of it, is whether they underwrite their own insurance.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
And that's set back to they do their own insurance. And,
that would be encumbered, though, wouldn't it?
No, they put it as a reserve. They use it as part of the reserve. I think, Mr. Chairman, one of the things that the reason we did this sheet out to the committee is that there was some concern indicated on both sides about how this would affect whether districts would actually get less money than they got in fiscal 79. What we tried to show the committee is by using this rationale, the totals for the districts would still be more than what the districts received in fiscal 79. However, if it was apportioned directly, as you suggest, by individual district, there would be some districts who would get less than they received from the state of fiscal 79. And in each case, it happens to be about the same figure. Different districts are involved. About $500,000, well, not about. $547,000 was our calculation on the REAA districts, and $541,000 in the rural district. Individual districts could receive up to that amount less than they got in 79.
Okay, let me ask you one more question.
Yes.
What is the total amount of PLA 74 funds that are coming to the state?
The state is getting directly from the feds about just under 18 million, 17.6, 17.7. That's the money they use for the state contract programs. In addition to that, the districts receive, the REAs receive approximately 19 million, 19 and a half, and the city districts receive another 4 or 5 million.
Okay, is that reflected in another page?
Those are reflected as net, that those result in a net figure, Mr. Chairman, on page 57. That's netted out of the foundation support program.
So with the governor's guidelines?
Pardon me?
With the governor's guidelines?
Yes. Let me just explain that, Mr. Chairman. On page 27 and 57, what the department does in terms of computing foundation entitlement, in the REAAs based on current law, they reduce the state entitlement by the amount of PLA 74 funds received by the REAA. And that is the current statute. They are required to do that. So page 27, for example, and page 57 are net figures for REAA school districts. Formula minus PLA 74 receipts.
Right.
Okay. In the city borough school districts, that is not done. And the rationale, the difference in rationale being that the PLA 74 impact date from Congress was intended to supplant, or to not supplant, but to replace funds that could not be raised by the local taxing authority.
Right.
Because of tax-based federal land. The proposition is that in the REAAs, there is no tax base at all, so that the state is the authority under the federal guidelines to use that funds to supplant state effort rather than to increase the budget.
Okay, there's an argument being made, however, by certain of the school districts, and this is for the phase information, that rather than have PLA 74 funds go directly to the state, they may intend to have them go directly to the REAAs. In that case, where would that put the state?
That would require whatever the amount is, it goes directly to the REAAs. If it's not offset right now, we're talking about probably $19 million impact on the state budget if you continue the same foundation.
Ask the question then. Because the money is going to the state, PLA 74 funds, instead of directed to the REAAs, are we netting $19 million extra on top of what?
No, Mr. Chairman. What happens is the money does go to the REAAs. However, it's offset in the state calculations for determination of state need. It's subtracted from state need.
Right.
So the REA does get the money. It's just that they then get...
They just get less.
They get less from the state in return for that. The suggestion would be that they receive the money and not, and that an offset not be taken. That would require another $19 million appropriation from state funds for the foundation program. An additional 19 for what's shown.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, what do they figure the possible or adequate or proper contingency on balance?
Mr. Chairman, I think the school district administrators have reviewed this both with me and with the House members when this item was discussed, and they're talking in the neighborhood of 5%, which I think I'd also think is that. But the problem, Mr. Chairman, is that I think the question of reserve is based on the income sources of the district. And the district, for example, that doesn't receive much impact aid fund, and their income is reliable, so to speak. I think you might be able to, and the size of the budget is approaching $60, $70, $80 million. I think the 3% is probably adequate. In a smaller district where 874 funds is a large part of their income, 7, 8, or 9% might be appropriate. It depends, Mr. Chairman, on the source of funds and the size of the budget. But I think as a standard guideline, the school administrators accept 5% as being reasonable.
That's on the school district?
Yes, sir.
They should have something.
Yes, they should. That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
When you look at some of these guys have hogged it up pretty good.
What would be a 5%?
Well, since we don't know the total of the school district budgets, the closest we've probably come is the REAA districts, because most of their income is from the state. State foundation programs under full entitlement would be about $72 million, and they get another $19 million from that. 8.74, so you're talking 91 million. And I would guess they have other federal sources, so you may be talking $100 million at least at the DRDA level. I would suggest that since they get such a heavy impact aid, we should be looking at an 8 or 9% reserve requirement there. So 8 or 9 million, I think, probably would be the maximum. Feels
good. What is it?
Right now? 7.9. The problem is, Mr. Chairman, you have to know what the individual budgets are to make any kind of realistic estimate. If you use 5%, it would only be in the $5 million neighborhood. Somewhere between 5 and 8, I think, would be reasonable. It depends on the individual district.
Senator Eckert,
what do you think the reserve should be in? What money here would figure here?
I think, Mr. Chairman, that probably if they account properly for impact aid funds, the 3 would be more than that.
Including their writing their own cost?
Yes.
Okay.
And yes, Mr. Chairman. But I think their income sources are relying on that.
What would be that? What you're doing here? What would that show them in reserves?
I think right now that the reserves they're presenting to the Assembly are in the neighborhood of 3 to 3.5 million. That's what they're budgeting for the reserve. And I think that's probably appropriate. What will happen, Mr. Chairman, if this passes, for example, Anchorage would get less new money from the state than they anticipated. Instead of getting $65 million or somewhere in that neighborhood, they would get $60, which means it would have some impact, obviously, on their budget. But I don't have any way of assessing what that impact would be.
$5 million, I think, would be significant.
That would leave them a reserve of 5?
No, I'm sure it would not.
If they had 10?
If they had 10 now, I think the problem, Mr. Chairman, is 10 is a surplus from 2 years ago. What they're proposing for 80, I would guess, and I think Tom Freeman told me, is that they're only looking at a 3.5 budgeted reserve for fiscal 80 at this time. They're saying they've absorbed most of that surplus in the past.
Okay, how long would it take you to gather all that material in terms of your school district recommended 80 budget? Because, for example, Anchorage is going through that right now. Yes. I mean, they've gone through a number of hearings, reductions, and I think it's gone for the city.
I would guess, Mr. Chairman, especially if I can get the department and the administrators to help me, that we could at least get the city borough information within a couple of days. And I can hope that we can also get the RAA in that same time frame.
Okay.
What you're interested in would be the budgeted reserves that they're presenting to their respective boards? Is that the basic question?
Anchorage submits $3.5 million. They actually show $10 million.
Well, $10 million, Mr. Chairman, was a surplus in fiscal 78. As I mentioned earlier, no district submitted a reserve of $10 million in fiscal 78. That just ended up being what they had to spend at the end of the year. That's the difference between year-end surplus and first start of the year reserve estimate.
Well, then why are we using all these figures, Dave? If one thing means one thing in some place, one thing means another someplace.
Yeah.
All it does is just, you don't even know what the hell we're talking about.
Right? I think, Mr. Chairman, the reason we're using these figures is the only figures we have. We know that the districts had these kinds of surpluses in fiscal 77 and fiscal 78.
Yeah.
We're looking for an approach to the foundation, not just the foundation, but the whole state budget in terms of trying to hold down general funds. And seeing that the districts were accumulating surpluses in these years, same time they were getting increases in state aid.
Right.
We felt that maybe it's appropriate for us to take cognizance of those buildups of surpluses in those years. Because in the REAs, for example, it seems to be surplus funds. In city boroughs, it's not surplus. It may be that they're getting funds that could have been used to reduce the millage rates in those areas. The question then would be, how do you take cognizance of that fact?
And what did you do in the boroughs?
What we did is we used the same approach. We put half of the fiscal 78 surpluses in offset. And that's the same thing you see on the second page. Same basic approach.
So I guess the question is, how authentic is the, for example, an increase of $10 million? Or how...
Or the $5 million that we're using as an offset.
Yeah, or the $5 million that you're taking away. What realistically or really does it do? Or in, let's see, Juneau, $400,000.
One of the Houston districts that went down between FY 7 and 17.
In Galena, 350,000.
Yeah, what does that do? What realistically does that do? Do you know?
No. No, I don't for sure.
2 days.
All right.
I mean, Mr. Chairman, I can appreciate that these people are working with figures, and they got the piles of information, and they put them out. But when you put out stuff like that that's misleading, nobody knows what the hell it is, except one guy is going to tell us what it's going to be. To respect to you, Dave, I mean, come up with something that's a little bit more concrete so we know what we're talking about, so we can do it.
Because if we are going to take, you know, one half, we better know what we're talking about.
There will be.
Or where we're really going to be.
I mean, if you got up someplace and try to explain this and say, there's a $10 million surplus in Anchorage, but it really isn't a $10 million surplus because it's $5 million, and we're not too sure of that because there could be a guy laugh you out.
Sure enough, I'm
done. Yeah. I'll get back to the committee, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, a good idea.
Next item open?
That's all on education.
That's all on education?
Mr. Chairman, that was the whole idea of this exercise, was to attempt to get some kind of rationale from these school districts. What in the hell are we dealing with?
Right.
There's a great many bucks involved here.
You're absolutely correct. I think what we might have to do is because we'll find out after 2 days. If you don't have the information adequate enough for us to defend this, and especially with the hordes of school boards that are going to be down here, and basically what we're going to have to do is just accept for this year the figures recommended by the governor with a specific direction that we'll give to the administration just exactly what we want for next year.
We don't want to fall into the trap, John, that the only ones you're going to hear from are the ones that are getting hurt, and the ones that are fat you'll never hear from, and you can never be able to tell for sure exactly what you're doing.
Unless you want to put us on a
Okay, Nirmac would be next. Calling back to order. First page is 148, Nirmac, Commercial Fish Management. Grogan, what's the question?
Okay, Mr. Chairman, we were holding this open regarding the question of adding a fisheries biologist for Haines, and we were waiting to get some detail line item figures. The figure that the department has discussed is $70,000, which includes $30,600 for the position cost. And the rest of the balance would be in other associated line items. As of this morning, I still haven't received that breakdown. So if the committee wanted to add that in and close this morning, we could put the balance in the miscellaneous line item, at least for the purposes of...
Why would you need $40,000? So,
for a $30,000 job? I think you'd give $50,000 with this guy. That's the same as a fish biologist in Ketchikan, making $50,000.
Is this not just a penalty?
No.
Okay, without objection, we'll add $50,000 and then they'll apportion it out to the specific areas when it comes in.
Okay.
that 4494?
Right. Okay, 4544.2.
Right.
4544.2. Next page.
Okay, the next page is page 200, which is the Boards of Fish and Game. We were holding this one open to try to determine where the regional council pilot program was to take place. And I talked to people in budget management, and they were under the understanding that it was undetermined at the time the budget was put together. And in fact, it's still undetermined.
David?
We were holding the decision pending finding out where this regional pilot program was to take place, which region, and it wasn't specified.
Does anybody still want to keep it open?
But that was the resource council coordinator, isn't it?
Well, this was the pilot program. There was to be one new position for this and some additional travel funds. The total cost of the program was to be $60,000. And apparently they were going to try this in one region of the five regions, but that region wasn't specified.
Did they respond? I'm sorry, I was listening.
They did. They said it wasn't specified. No, so they were just going to pick one of them at some later point.
Only eliminated.
Did we eliminate it?
The assumption figure eliminates the new program.
Is there any objection to the elimination?
Mr. Chairman, what's the total figure on that?
The actual figure was 244.2.
It's my objection, I'll report this.
Okay, next page.
Okay. Next page was 234, Department of Public Safety, Marine Enforcement.
The question is, Mr. Chairman, I have a policy question we have to ask the board.
The question here was whether or not the maintenance level for contractual services. Senate figure was 174.9, which cut 65,000 off of contractual, would affect the scheduled repairs for the vessel. What the Senate figure, the 174.9 figure does is set it back to the maintenance level, which in effect does bump a substantial portion of their scheduled repairs.
How substantial? I mean, what? How much more do they need to repair?
65,000.
Just 65?
Right.
Do you want to add 65,000 back?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to, because that isn't the only thing they have. I'm only planning some repairs on it.
There are a number of them, aren't there?
Right.
Yeah. Number of vessels.
In the 65,000, there are a number of repairs for all the, even the smaller vessels.
That equipment would both have to be kept up.
From what I can read over here in the contractual, unless they have done something else for the vigilant, they've identified inflation adjustment of 13.4, and it says increased major vessel repair, 65,000. Then it goes on to say repairs for protection vessel vigilant, trooper, and enforcer, mechanical and yard work.
That's the one I was interested in. Maybe it isn't.
That isn't connected with the 65,000.
Yeah, it is, because you add up 65 and 13.4. Yeah, you come with a 78 increase. They just put the 65 in the wrong spot. Should have been at the end of that line.
What's the other 100,000 that they got in contractual?
78.
Approximately 100,000 to get a contractual.
161. What
the existing contractual.
Okay, that's just their base, which would have,
See, they look like they had some heavy repairs given in 78, when they got the big money there.
Right.
And then in 79, they cut down again.
I just wonder if they have big repairs again.
I just wonder if they have big repairs again. $30,000 for the trooper and $30,000 for the enforcer. That's what you repaired.
Okay. Yeah, we don't have an awful lot of determined information on that. It's just that I really believe some of those ships and cars, you know, failure to maintain them cost you more.
Well, the three vessels, right?
Yeah.
It's what? Enforcer and trooper.
Well, the vessel is a trooper. Oh, you mean the name?
That's the names.
Oh,
yeah,
the
three.
Oh, I made it. I guess that's what they are.
Okay, add in 65,000. Your total would be 1,380.5.
You want to give them 60,000? 65, is that it?
Yeah, give them all.
311.1?
No, 239.9.
We did some things to this question too. Did you said that's all?
That's
all.
That's 65,000. Yeah.
They give them 65,000 and they're asking for 100 and something. 44,000 for the vigilant. What was the other?
Well, adding 65 in would give them their request. 239.9.
That's the governor's.
Right.
That's the governor's figure.
Okay. That would give them sufficient amount.
Right.
Okay. Well, they haven't contained each one in 311. 65 is enough. Quite a lot of outboard motors for 65,000. About three.
Yeah. That'd be expensive, though.
No.
Remember, I bought a 40 horsepower one time. A few years back, cost about. Got a deal, I think, about $525. So you went out and looked at the boat here. We looked at the boat out here that had a beat up old Avenue with 40 horsepower. The guy said that's worth the $700. Use.
Why? My two jobs are here.
I'll tell you one story.
Yeah. You
stand
there and you take a sighting this way.
I'll even give you a choice. I have 240 Avenues. One's in Anchorage and one's in Ruby.
What's your new total for marine enforcement?
There's a real
case. 1,380.5.
Let's see whether you're a liberal or a conservative.
Could I ask a policy question now?
Yes.
is it the feeling of the committee to incorporate the supplemental increases that the governor has come down in the budget in health and social services? He's come with some
budget amendments.
Yeah, with these big $10 million spread.
spread now. He's come with some real heavy.
Right.
How come we can get
there was supposed
get by with him before, and now all of a sudden he's going to put him back in there? Somebody's playing a game.
That's what we're investigating.
But in management, playing a little game again.
Health and Social Services, for some goddamn reason, is underfunded terribly, supposedly this year, but not as a result of anything we did.
I found out in the one place in the 8 for dependent children, they changed the basic deals $40. The payments are changed to $40 per payment per individual, which comes to $300,000 a year.
By regulation, they did that.
Nobody complained.
We passed the law last year that increased.
I don't know, see, but they didn't increase it until August.
That didn't. Not in the FTC. We don't have
cost. The FTC is a pain on that individual. What, $40? $320. $280 to $320.
The policy is that in your subcommittees, if you haven't already taken them into consideration, the budget amendments, and each one of you should have been receiving copies as they came in. That was done. Take them into consideration as a part of your total budget at the time of your closeout. If we haven't done it today, we'll take it up in pre-conference for the ones that are already closed, because there's going to be a tremendous job going back through every goddamn one of them. 38 budget amendments.
Yeah.
But Bill is right, especially in his categories. You've got
the. There's something went wrong, John, last year, someplace along the line, because the thing just.
I know.
You got a spin off that you can't believe.
That's right. There's, if you're looking in front of your Executive Budget Act, the one that we got at the beginning of the year, look at the supplementals and the reasons given for that. And each one of them, it says, because of a decrease in federal funding, and because we're required to fund these programs, we're therefore submitting millions of dollars of supplementals, these are just supplementals, not budget amendments, to take care of that situation. Something is haywire over there in that department. And so, Milton, or who's supposed to be looking at the office? Milton is supposed to be investigating it.
Yeah,
if you have time, you know, to do it before you close out those services.
Well, what I did is I was today. I don't know. We talked here, what was it? Friday, was it? When we talked to the, when you weren't here, and we said on some of those, we're going to put some intent, or the feeling we should put the intent, so that they will know when they start, this is your program money, period. No supplementals will be considered by the Senate Finance Committee, so you better write your program the way it is. And I don't know if we'll do any good or not.
I suggest that anyway, any subcommittee chairman that has budget amendments, that if you aren't already closed out, take a look at them and research them as if they were a part of the total budget. And if we haven't taken care of them, we'll take care of them by 3%. Go ahead, John. Ed.
Well, I didn't have much more to say about my bill. It seemed like to me that just because the ring and all went up, suddenly they find $10 million more and it's all on service bills. This is one of the things we keep saying in this budget every time we see it. Well, it's federally funded. It's federal money. But when they cut back the federal funds, they don't want to cut back the program. They just go get it out of general fund and somewhere, I think, you're going to draw a line. If you want to cut the federal funds, we'll have to review.
But they put that intent in where in those pages that you find necessary.
That's good. You mean this is a.
Because you're the only one that's really affected. Your categories are the only ones.
Well, what they've done, John, is they've taken the money out, they've taken the federal money out in some of these titles and pooled it and threw it out through other funds so that you cannot tell what the real federal participation is. I mean, they've really done a number on it this time. And the only way you're going to do is to say, hey, like there's some of those, I just took the federal money and the general fund match, and any other monies, I say, no, the hell with it. Make it fit wherever you got it.
Isn't that basically what the people sell the Medicaid funds?
Oh, yeah. Medicaid and price, all of it.
Spend on capital improvements and everything.
Capital improvements, whatever. What they've done is they made a big pot. They said, throw all the federal monies in there, and then we'll take it out as we need it. But then, it's all supplemented with general fund money.
That's right. They did not budget correctly, and they didn't do it correctly.
They go over there, and it all started with Williamson, and it ain't getting any better.
I agree. The supplementals are a result of them, but the budget amendment should not be. Those are the responsibility of the existing commission.
Just one other thing on aging, dependent of children. I saw the legislative intent in there, Mr. Chairman. It says that the people cannot ask either the child or the parent who the parents are. Because it would harm them if they say it's going to harm them physically, their mental well-being, or it's even the slightest invasion of privacy, which I don't know how the hell it would be an invasion of privacy. Who's the kid? Is the kid yours?
This is legislative intent from last year.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what happened.
They have no handle on it at all.
You know where that came from? Yeah. And there was that big fracas. Fracas. On child enforcement and the WIN program and AFDC, where they were going and asking these personal questions about how many times did you go out with who and what plan. And
that shouldn't be any point in the questioning. I mean,
that's where the
overreact, though, because it was the overreact, and now the guy's like, a woman could come in there with five kids. And they say, well, are these your kids? Well, I don't know, because it's a piece of my privacy to tell you. And they got to take her word for it, and you get five. Then she farms them out to the next guy, and he takes them up to himself and brings the same kid in.
Is that the reason for the $40 increase?
I have no idea. It's just a flat $40 increase in the payments, and I've got the Lucas trying to find it, and there's nothing in the backup on it. I went through the Red Book, and it's in the changes in the law in fiscal 77, but I can't find anything in fiscal 79 that made a change in the law. I don't know, John. But you're talking $5-6 million in that one program just with that one change.
Okay,
it seems strange. It's $40.
After you find out your answer, then you can bring it back. We can reopen it if necessary.
We haven't closed. We haven't started on that yet.
Oh, okay. And to write up the intent so that when you close up, you can take up the intent at the same time. Okay, next budget.
Well, I have a question.
Oh, okay. You're going to tell me something else happened in financial resources.
Well, I'm going to make a request for a restoration, I think, of the program on page 159. Remember that?
That's right.
Dean, could you just thumbnail for us what the situation is? Do you need to work for this?
Yes.
This investigation research?
This is sport fish investigation.
Go ahead.
I learned from the sport fish division that they believe that they will be forced to close certain field offices if funded at the level. My immediate concern is the continuation of the sport fish office for the Bristol Bay area and King Salmon. Present costs there are about $122,000 in investigations and research, and about $14,000 in management. They advise that continuation at a one-man level would be possible at approximately an $83,000 level in investigation and research, same figure for management. Continuation of this program is uniqueness of the resource in that area. It contains the trophy fish areas that probably are well acquainted with. It's important not only statewide, but nationally and well-known internationally. The sport fishing industry and the related tourist industry is very important not only locally, but to the urban areas of the state, such as Anchorage, air taxi operations, airlines, hotels. There are over 80,000 angler days put in this area annually, according to the latest reports, and it's growing. People are coming from all over the world. The average that they spend out there is far above the statewide average. It runs into the hundreds and hundreds of dollars a day. These stocks are unique out there in that they are not, it's not possible to replenish them by hatcheries. They are scattered over a broad area. They are big fish.
Yeah. Is there an existing office there? And is that threatened by this level of funding?
I think that would be up to the discretion of the division.
Mr. Chairman, I move we put a tent or do whatever. What would you advise to operate the existing budget maintain? Make this appropriation contingent upon the continuation of that office.
Well, I did that last year on some appropriations, and the governor struck that type of language out and went ahead and took the money. So I would want to make you aware that that could happen.
Does the
line item?
Does the executive branch advocate closing this office, do you know?
To my knowledge, they don't.
It's probably a backdoor way of trying to
do it. Well, instead of doing that, just line item it. In other words, reduce the other ones and the line item that X amount of dollars for the whatever it is, whatever you call it, and reduce that from your regular. So then if he scratches that, they don't get the money back anyway.
Is this on two pages in a short form?
Yes, sir.
Both investigation, research, and management?
Yes.
And 83 is what? Their maintenance?
That would be maintenance at a one-man level. There are currently two men stationed at that.
So we're talking about 121.9 and 13.9?
Yes, this is a continuation at the two-man level. This would be a continuation of the office at a one-man level.
And they're currently at a two-man level?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move that we line item following Senator Ray's suggestion with these figures.
Okay, what are the figures? How much in investigation?
As I understand, there wouldn't be any additional funds put in. There would just be...
it's an existing office, and the funding level is continued for the whole sub-program.
Okay, how much on investigation research?
Okay, 121.9.
Okay, and how much in management?
13.9.
Hey, whip saw.
Right.
And they kind of whip saw and we
them down. Okay, is there any objection to that? Okay. And does that complete your map?
Yes. Is it the date?
No.
Chancellor Kennedy?
Senator Dunford?
Probably maybe it would be appropriate to bring it up this time on protection, proposing out a legal protection budget on George, you mind telling how you suggested we handle 261? That $125,000, did that go in?
That protection? Yes.
Yeah, I think we should probably close protection out.
This is they had some funding last year in the budget, and they didn't tell anybody what it was for. I forget the amount that it was to.
Are you talking about
protection in your bag?
No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about protection.
Well, we threw it out, Fred. Are you familiar with this budget?
Right.
Yeah, you're familiar with that.
Yeah.
We had two supplementals, HB 261 and HB 262, that dealt with training programs for people that would be involved in the new criminal code that becomes effective January 1, 1980. Part of that, one of those supplementals, I think it was HB 261, dealt with this current fiscal year, FY 79.
That's right.
We provided funding for that and held 262, thinking that we'd want to put that into the budget and we'd treat it as a supplemental.
Where would it appear?
It would appear in the Department of Law. I'm not sure.
Justice?
Prosecution of the Administration of Justice Canada.
And what is the supplemental?
It'll give you a supplement of DA's office. I would suggest you might want to put it in Dan Hickey's administration.
Sorry, I'm talking about this. Put it in the urban area. They don't need the labor around explaining to them.
A training program on the revised criminal code by Gardner. Tell you what, let me make a note of this. Tomorrow we could have the lieutenant.
Right.
We'll be ready tomorrow with...
What are we on? general government, so is your bank rate. Where do I get it out? Tax status of legislators' privilege. Once again, Congress is dealing with the annual effort.
That's right.
For another temporary solution. We were supposed to vote on it last week. Any reports on it? Would you check to see if there's a... I'm not sure if I can plug in there. Fire one right here. No. I like this shirt. I earned it myself. Where'd you get all those wrinkles?
I just want to go...
That's not your shirt, that's from your arm. I want to see. It's coming through, right? Tried to make a muscle, all I made was wrinkles.
Form picture.
All right, ready? Page three. You'll notice through any of this budget where MBO management by Jackie was tragic. They tried to put that in, they didn't want to go through the budget, but I think it was total of basically $446,000. One of them included that contract with Leonard Lane Associates. Early in the session, we told them that we wouldn't be approving that, and the chairman wrote the governor a letter to that effect. So you'll see some, we're pulling that MBO out. Under executive office personal services, total figure is 1381.2. We deleted the new policy and program manager, that's that MBO deal. Assistant press secretary that originally, I believe, came from Lieutenant Governor's office, which they said they didn't need anymore, so we pulled that out. Then it's a fixed tenant form. Generally, I'm just going to read these numbers off. And I took a 25% deduction on travel. And where I didn't take 25% off, I'd probably be your attention if I took more. Did you get that? There you go. First service. 1381.2. Travel. 80.2. Contractual, 386.1. Commodities, 31.4. Equipment, 0. Lands and building, 51.8. Grants and claims, 27.5, the governor's figure. Total recommendation, 1958.2.
Hey, Marty, Winter Games, Special Olympics? Are you allowed that?
We allowed that. We just accepted the governor's figure for Arctic Winter Games and Special Olympics.
Can you cut out all the new positions?
Page 5 is Special Projects Coordinator. Personal Services, 98.9. Travel, 12.7. Contractual, 45.1. Commodities, 1.3. Total 158.0. We've got a contingency fund in there, then total estimate. Page 7. Contingency fund is the governor's figure. Page 9. Growth Policy Council.
Growth Policy Council?
Right.
Now, that's an interesting question. Back on page 7, the request level was $450,000. Who requested it? The governor's budget manager.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you know, Allison?
Yeah. If they originally requested it, then when the governor took a total look at the entire operating budget, he cut it back.
So he requested it of himself and then changed his mind?
Yeah.
Did he deny himself?
Ready?
Ready? Yes.
The format of the damn pool.
Page 9, Growth Policy Council, 0. 0 is out, and
the development that we terminated this because of the policy development planning division memorandum pretty well said it was actually the unsuccessful. Most of the policy development or policy growth council was absorbed by the forum, the last forum, and that became 90% of it. And so they just had one position there, I believe. No, they got it down to one position. We just zeroed it out. And that's the last forum to be done. Stage 11, public forum.
This is a no growth policy, which is about.
Yeah. Personal services, 117.4. I'll read this, except governor's figures to the remaining line items. This program was reduced 40% by governor from 79, FY 79, to increase funding of growth policy council. And if that needs some explanation, the governor, of course, took 40% out and he kept the growth council out. We took that, we just did away with the growth council. He took 40%. Out of the forum to keep the group council alive. We didn't do that. The rest of it, the total figure is 175.9. Page 13, budget management. Personal services, 989.1. We completed two late submissions in there. Travel, 20.9. Contractual, 222.2 for the county. And we deducted more NBOs. Commodities, 11.6. Equipment, 0. Lands and buildings, 77.3. Total recommendation, 1321.1.
Not very good. He's eating.
By looking at it, you're eating better than he is, George.
He's getting taller.
You're 21. You're 21 on his birthday. Don't you? On your birthday, I'm saying that's wrong.
Staff's got to submit.
We're going to have lunch at the train.
I have to go and check the registration file over there.
No, there's another one.
I used to do that when I was a kid, when I was selling.
Can we have about a 5-minute recess here while he says
Saturday Evening Post, Country General.
No, go ahead.
Remember how I was? Saturday Evening Post.
Ladies Home General.
Ladies Home General. That's why I used to vet these guys.
Well,
That was before my time. I don't
anybody,
remember that.
Anybody.
I'll bet you lunch.
All right. Ready for this?
Well, tell me what is the bet again.
Tell you your first and last name, how many birthdays you had, what year and what state you were born in.
Do not pass.
Ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
First name was Baby. Your last was E-Corp. Had one birthday. All the rest of the birthday. He was born in the year of our Lord, state of Macon.
Mine was like yours.
I knew somebody
would buy those
things.
You
probably
say April Fool's.
we worked it out today already.
We went down for lunch today in the lounge, right? And we flipped the coin. He flipped the coin. It was his coin.
No, it was Pappy Moss's. I borrowed it.
So anyway, came down. He says, call. So I call heads. It turned out heads. He says, you buy. I says, ha, I buy. I called it buy. I walked away and left. Then I happened back to the lunch stand there, and I looked at the sheet he had, and I saw a $5 deduct on Holman's name.
Next year, I thought you lost.
Next year, we're going to hire the lounge staff and the customer.
What percentage of the time do you look at that sheet when you walk there? Never, except in this instance, yeah. Right?
That's the first time that I've dealt with Bill Ray. That's I don't know if there's a...
But when you deal with him, you can anticipate.
Mm-hmm. And the bad news bears great training last night. Did you like that?
So far, that's a great thing. Good show, right?
Yeah, the first one was really funny. The bad news bears. God, yeah, that was a real screamer. This wasn't bad, did it? You ready yet?
Yeah, you don't mind. Can I get over my damn budget? I want to get this thing going.
Go ahead, Ed.
All right, page 15, Executive Mansion, Personal Services, 81.6. The rest is the governor. The total is 133.7.
Is this the food budget and everything for the mansion?
Yep. Yeah.
Has anybody been invited over for lunch this year?
Okay, page 17, Lieutenant Governor.
How many years are you going to have to look for
zero? Here's the one that I'll explain to you a little because it's an increase. I'll first give you the figure of...
It's an increase?
Yeah. Personal service is 319.4.
Explain yourself.
Yeah, all right. Let's see what it did here. I noticed we transferred back position from the executive office. You remember we had this over in the executive office long ago. We took that position out of the governor's office and they had over there to put it back. And it creates a new special assistant and secretary. Now, this is up to the committee. The lieutenant governor kind of said he is going to need the way he's being used now and what's being placed this year. He needs a special assistant to his guy.
Well, I realize a horrible mistake I made. I ran for lieutenant governor. I should have gone for two special assistants.
Well, it's up to the committee if they won't allow those positions.
I'm just curious what his arguments were as to why he needed the position.
Well, his argument was, and as I said, Terry's argument is that the way he plans to run that office, he has no help except yours, but he's going to be in Washington running over the country and carrying on a lot of the functions the government's going to give him. And he needs someone to help him with that.
Hey, it isn't he needs to fill some years. We need to. Right? You know what I'm saying? We need the extra position.
What's his name?
Wait,
what line
49
under the
incumbent?
49. That's what I mean.
You're right.
I'm just running for the system.
Hey, that's the only way to go.
All right.
I don't respond to this, but you
only
for
your
own.
Oh, yeah.
No, you got it. Yeah, what's that? You owe me. You owe me another one.
Enough? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
One more. Travel. 21.1.
Oh, wait a minute.
Contractual. 133.4. Commodities, 3.8. Equipment, 1.5. Total recommended, 479.2.
That's enough,
travel.
If you put any more people on, yeah, more responsibility, maybe this 25% reduction might not apply.
But he's going to be traveling, we better get him the money.
Oh, wait a minute, I did, so it should be 28. Yeah. I took 25% and I just put it to see what I did. Hey, now, let's make sure I did this, that 7.5 on travel,
7.0, in your deduction?
Well, I did put a new special assistant 7.5 and we cut that to zero, I think.
I think you might not consider allowing that.
Sure, I don't have any objection.
We only considered the travel that had been in the governor's figure, we did not consider any of the travel requested for the assistants in the amendment.
Let's do 28 more. You want to vote to the governor's figures here? All right, I think it's 28.1 for travel.
There's sometimes we can't afford to be in town.
Did you get that out?
Yes.
28.1 and,
I can play basketball, the kid that is traveling all the time, so.
486.2, is that it?
Yes, 486.2.
486.2. Page 21. Policy development and planning. DDDP. We deducted that 1%, 6% vacancy factor, delete new policy program manager, delete one research analyst, one associated with coastal zone management. Delete one clerk typist associated with coastal zone management, and that totals the total recommendation is 6.6, 3.6 and 1.
I move 0. Well, you're just in personal services.
Yeah, if you'd like, Mr. Chairman, if I could give you these figures, and then you want to make a motion there, if you had it, okay. Travel,
39.3.
I cut that back 40% to the 25. They had 44,000 bucks in there for them. That's just the same here. 39.3 contractual, 224.4. Commodities, 9.8. Equipment, 0. Miscellaneous, 50.0. Total recommendation 989.6.
989.6. How much of that is federal funding? 337.3. I'd move that we zero out this subcategory and allow for the federal funds to move the office to go. Ask me how it was concerned.
Your motion was to
zero. Allow for federal funding to go to the office of the governor. Is that proper?
Yes.
Did you hear that?
No.
All opposed? I don't need that.
I'll oppose.
Does that mean I got second vote?
No, you've got good vote.
I ask you that, Mr. Smith. No objection. So what is it?
Page 23. Commissioner came into commerce, he wanted them back, is that correct?
Albert wanted an airport, and when the commissioner came in, Albert developed his no, so they all agreed, so we just took them out of it.
You transferred this to Thomas?
They'll show up, they do show up later.
They will. It's done by budget amendment too, so they want it back in the development category.
Transfer to development. I just tried to find out where it is.
Telecommunications planning on page 25, zero. You'll find out later I think we had a total in, Allison, correct me if not, I think the total, this telecommunications planning had 8 positions in it. There was 5 done away with, 1 was to go to DP, no, 1 was to go to DPDP, and how many were to communications? 3. Okay, and we did away with the one that went to DPDP, which will cut this from 8 to 3 positions, and they'll show up over in communications later. Oh, page 27? No, page 31.
That's according to the government.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice. You might want to change it, so you got to tell it.
Okay.
So it's
zero? Dollar zero.
Zero, 5-0.
21-0. 31-0.
31. Elections, personal services, 413.9. Travel, 30.3. Contractual, 413.5. Commodities, 5.9. Equipment, 28.9. The reason that I allow this equipment is this is ordering those boots. They have to order those electric boots a year ahead of time. They don't need them this year, but by ordering them now, we allow 28,900 for a few boots, punches, and slides. We were convinced they needed that land.